print whatever?
No.
So,
no. Okay.
They did.
Produce to somebody.
Okay.
What is today?
Today's March 31st, and I have the McQuillan family here with Joe, Jim, and Tom.
So when did you guys move to Piasta then?
1936.
36.
And then you guys bought it from a parish?
I bought it from my grandfather.
Who's your grandpa?
No.
Cyrus.
Yeah, Cyrus had bought it for Clarence, right? McQuillan. Which was Cyrus was his their grandpa.
And then Clarence was your dad?
No.
Clarence, would be an uncle.
Clarence was an uncle, and he lived there for 2 years.
Yeah.
And he didn't like it or something.
Yeah,
no. No. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a nice place, though. Yeah. I mean, if you think of it now, it just has that beautiful Grant Woods setting. He must not have seen
Grant which it must have been in 34. I'll have to look that up because we've got the deed and abstract.
I think he was there.
Well, then he moved to Manchester and bought a farm.
Right.
There.
Oh, okay.
He rented.
Rented.
He never did own a farm.
Yeah, he did. He finally did at the end.
Clarence?
Because one of the boys it was on the farm. And all the boys own their own farms. I don't know. I thought that's what I had. Anyway.
I never knew he bought a farm.
I was just curious on how that all worked together.
Yeah.
So Cyrus, did Cyrus have kids in the area too?
Well, Cyrus, his dad would have been one of Cyrus's kids.
So did your dad actually go to the little schoolhouse there?
No. My dad was born and raised up in
Holy Cross.
Oh, okay.
And he owned
my grandpa
owned the farm up there too.
Okay,
all right. My grandpa bought his farms down here. He put Clarence on it. Then Clarence didn't like it, so Clarence moved off, and then my dad bought it.
In the Dust Bowl,
36.
You know, and you think about it, they did, you know, 30 miles, they still did things like that. Like his grandfather would have bought for George Raker in Epworth, but yet they were clear in Dyersville. So it was like,
Now, is George your uncle?
Yeah, George was.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there was a few boys in that family. There was George, Charles, and...
There's a big family, wasn't it?
Yeah, but most of them were girls.
Oh.
So then...
About half and half.
Yeah.
So Louis would have been the oldest boy, and then...
He was from Holy Cross or whatever.
Bob. Uh-huh. Bob. They were both from Creo. I think then George, Charles... My dad, Ralph, and then Donnie was the youngest of the boys. And then the girls were Jermaine, Esther, Mary Jane, Sister Margaret Ann.
They married Reichen out of Farley.
Oh, okay.
It's Velma, Carol, or no, Helen would have been in there somewhere, and then Velma and Carol or something.
So how many were in your family?
And my dad's family, there was 13 kids.
So what did you guys have for kids then?
11.
Five boys.
11? Okay.
11 altogether. Five boys and five girls. The oldest one, Dorothy, she died. She was four.
Add up, does it?
No. Didn't know her. Jim, that doesn't add up. 11 kids, five boys and five girls.
Wow.
And then Dorothy.
I said and then Dorothy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sharon.
Yeah.
No, Sharon, she always said she was the only one playing.
Yeah.
As I know, but you came anyway.
Because they had the five girls, and then the five boys, and then Sharon.
Oh, okay.
She's the only one playing, she said.
Yeah.
And she's a rookie. Oop.
So you guys wouldn't have had much of school without McQuillan's there at that time. There was five of them are McQuillan's.
Right. Yeah.
Coming here.
Yeah, the four girls and Jim.
So who was your teacher then?
Fosbinder.
I think it's on there, on the back. Is that Miss
Dorothy Fosbinder, maybe?
Dorothy Fosbinder was a teacher once.
I don't know for sure.
Oh, no, Laverne.
Teacher.
Laverne Street.
I didn't know her.
Yeah, and then I think after her, then I think Dorothy Fosbinder.
Came.
Was this when the initials were carved in the bricks.
No. Well, I don't think everybody else carves their name. I never carved mine.
You know what? There is more JMs out there. I swear you must got put time out there. It was like, I've got a whole wall of JMs. You got to see this when you were done. Yeah.
Well, that was Jice. Jice.
Remember the one who thought it was JM?
There was one.
Tony?
Okay. But, you know, he was still carved because of them, you know.
Could be Joe.
Well, I think I'll carve this in honor of.
We always got blamed for everything.
Yeah, I got blamed for
it. It was TM, that was him, Tom. He did it all.
So out of all the Zalkies, this Melvin Zalkie, there's tons of MZs out there. So I'm just thinking there's a couple people that spend a little too much time out there.
Now, did Carl walk there?
Yeah. There was just one brick, and it was right in front, and it said 1942, and of course the 42 broke, we were taking it off, man.
Oh.
There were some of them like Parrish. I was trying to save that one, and it broke. So.
But you might have glued that back together.
Yeah, but we won't put it in the display, because, I mean, with the glue on it, it wouldn't.
You'll never see it.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't do it for the stability of it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
are you, anyway. Did you guys lay out the bricks ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the things that said, like, that they, where is that insert? That's this one. The ones that have the inserts in it just got dropped off. So the ones that say, so they're up there
Johnson
right now.
Cemetery.
Yeah,
it's going to say Johnson.
Yeah.
See that
Johnson
they're going to put.
Yeah. So
and that's what Larry Decker did, right?
Yeah.
So that one will get put in each column.
It's going to have what on one column? Johnson
Schoolhouse
and Johnson Cemetery. That's going to be neat.
Who's
doing the brick?
Okay, then what church would have been?
Oh, yeah.
Nephew.
Methodist Church. Methodist Church.
Well, no, but what would have been the name of it?
You know what the name of the Methodist Church was?
It was just Methodist Episcopal Church.
Yeah.
And where was it... You seem to think it was
right
there was
the,
a
right
little
right.
foundation separate.
There was foundation there, yeah.
So it was separate.
Where the school sat here.
Okay.
Then you went over probably 8 to 10 feet, and then there was a foundation.
So,
part of the foundation.
So I mentioned something to Doug about that one time. I said, you know, none of the girls remember this, and he said, well, you believe Joe, because a boy would remember that.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
A girl would remember. You know,
I remember because we played on it.
Yeah.
She walked around.
So, Jim, you're saying, too, it was to the west of the school.
The west and north. Right.
Yeah.
West and north.
Yeah.
So who was then Don McQuillan and Leroy?
Those they would have lived in that. On the farm before they...
That would have been Clarence's boys.
Oh, okay.
They were Clarence's boys.
Okay. So just that 2-year period. Okay.
Well, I think it was only 2 years, wasn't it? I thought that's what your mom always said.
I think it was 2 years.
But that should show in the... Well, I say I don't know if that would show in the deed in abstract, because Grandpa Cyrus would have...
I don't think
Cyrus owned it.
He owned it, too.
Okay, so that's where they...
You could probably go back from when he bought it to when Daddy bought it, and that's probably about how long Clarence lived there.
Or do you need to see any pictures, or did you need to see?
No.
You think she's been working?
So these little pictures are this big, and then, you know, to blow them up. And I'm thinking I might just go as big as a 5x7 on those. It depends how big the display is going to be on the backside. So
that's your dad then, right?
Yeah. He always put an X above his head wherever he was. You know? The troublemaker, or whatever.
Neat.
So St. John's had...
What is that?
So St. John's had the display case like this, and I don't know that I wanted that because I wanted it so the lock was down here, and it was a full case, and it flipped
instead
up.
Of having that.
Yeah, that's
so because you know if you put the glass pictures on it, So
this is the back of it.
Jim, flip on the
back.
Flip on the light.
But the bell used to be on top of
that. I thought we were saying
wood would have been the back. It was brick all the way to the top of the front and wood.
Here
in
the back.
Then they had the bell up on top.
This wood got put in there the time the tornado was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Tore part of the back end of the.
So was that at one time brick up there? Or
it was brick at one time.
No. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
And then that,
well, they actually had the tornado that took
the back of the house.
The back of the schoolhouse.
Yeah. So we got out early.
You got out early that year. That year?
Then my dad was the...
Well, that's probably true. You probably couldn't go to school.
My dad was the one that took care of it, you know.
So was he director for a short time? He's the director, yeah. Okay, it seems like everybody moved around and did director.
Well, it seemed like once you got stuck with you, you had a time getting out of it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, when I was going down, we were helping clean it out.
Yeah. Really?
Well, here's all the tests and the answers to a lot of the...
So did it tear the roof off at all, or just pull
it? Just part of it.
Part of it.
So that would have been your dad. Sure. His name was Cyrus?
No, Joe. Joe Senior.
Joe Senior. Yeah. Okay.
See. That's interesting because I wondered why they bricked the front path and not the back.
Yeah. No, it was brick all the way up the whole time.
About what year was that the tornado came here?
How grade were you in? You can maybe figure it out.
Hell, I don't know.
But you're going to get out of school 4 months early.
I was probably in the 50s. Oh, I was born in 45, so I can just remember it.
There was one that said J.M. or whatever, 1954. Was that about when you got out of it? Or when you left? Was it 1954?
What year did you graduate high school?
In 58, I graduated.
That would have been 54 you were graduating.
Yeah, that's his rig. Yeah. I told him. It was this girly one.
Huh? You graduated in 58, right?
Yeah. So he would have graduated.
Well, knowing that, I would have sent you up to the other house.
And he 54, and he would have started.
She seemed to look on her face when I said that.
Yeah.
This is going to be. So that would have came in probably an April tornado?
Yeah, in the spring, yeah.
Well, I think it split.
No rock.
Half of come in the end of April, and the other half come in the first of May. It's at midnight. It got both months.
And whether it was before midnight or afterwards, when it actually went down, we don't know.
So... Yeah, I was looking up some history. I wasn't able to find any too much of history on this. When you get to Vernon Township, it's like one page if you're lucky on anything. And then most of it will say something about, just that the school system consolidated in the 60s and that there was an act around 1938.
Did we have a teacher by the name of the governor?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
The governor?
She came after Fassbinder.
Yeah, she taught her. She moved out of Dubuque. She was in Dubuque.
Yeah.
Miss McGovern.
Right.
I can tell you where she lived. She lived on Bluff Street.
Did she?
She did.
Yeah, I knew she lived on Bluff Street.
What was her first name?
McGovern's all I ever knew her, but I never did know her first
Miss McGovern, probably.
Miss McGovern.
And then Dorothy's, how do you say that last name?
Fassbinder.
Fassbinder. I remember him too, fat ass.
Yeah, he was a great big heavy guy. He brought her to school every morning and picked her up every night.
Oh, her husband?
Her dad. And
yeah,
he took
Hubie.
The
Hubie. He lived toward Hubie. Clarence Glass.
And he took the check.
That's where they lived. Yeah.
I remember sitting on my desk, he was fat as a horse.
So where did you grow up at?
Placid.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're
Kennedy.
Close to everything. Yeah.
Because she was quite a ways back in the sticks.
Yeah.
So far back we had to pump sunlight back then.
Yeah.
And then I married her and I brought her out of the sticks into the big city.
Leo Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her brother.
Oh, okay. All right.
Joyce and I both were.
Yeah, at least just like the Piazza and that apartments there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Leo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my brother. And Pat and Lloyd.
Yeah, he's had to put up with the post office a lot. I'm at the postmaster. He'll probably roll his eyes.
We had that old coal stove in there.
It wasn't actually a potbelly stove. It was just a coal, but you actually put coal in it?
Yeah, from where the schoolhouse sat. Down over here, there was a building. That's where they kept.
Right along your fence.
Okay.
Cold, but it will be cold in there.
Can't bog your 2 buckets of coal every day.
Now, Tom, tell them about the bushes and you and Chuck.
We ain't talking about that.
You gotta hear this.
No.
Come on. No, Tom.
She's just.
Tom, it wishes. No. Yeah, the Lilac Bushes would go over there by the coal, right?
No, 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 by the road.
Oh, okay,
no,
where that one tree was, yeah, was
right.
About split and about 8
right.
Right, well, that boy used to run through there all the time.
Okay. And the girls played house there or different things in the
field.
What did the guys do?
Tell us, Tom.
Did the work.
He and Chuck.
You don't need to tell it, Kareem.
She needs him.
Yeah.
Let's just put that they played house there.
Played hide and seek.
Played hide and seek, okay.
Then we just have to go to Sessie's to get water.
Yeah, carry water back.
Oh, across the road? Mm. Or the new house wasn't there, so you gotta go down.
All the way down hard.
Actually, the new house was there. The smaller one was.
Oh, that's right. Where the garage was at.
Renters or something.
Kirby owned. Bill Kirby owned that farm there and that house.
And then
Bill Kirby.
Lampier's was in the house there. Right?
Elmer lived there. Yeah, he worked for Bill Kirby.
Yeah.
What's the name of the guy?
Elmer Yoakum was across the street there.
In that little house.
The old red blue.
That'd be our.
What,
Elmer Mary, that'd be our uncle and
J-O-C-H-U-M.
Yeah, I remember that time we went over to get water, Chuck and I did over there. When Diane came out because she stayed home to babysit. We got talking about tractors.
And you even went over there to get water, and they didn't even have any kids going to school at that time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Diane.
Oh, yeah.
Diane.
Oh, Steve. Okay.
But we got arguing about tractors, and I looked at Diane, and I said, you know something, Diane?
Like
they were John Deere's.
A Pepsi, or a Diet Coke, or a Diet Lemonade, or water, or Pepsi, or
Pepsi.
I said, you know something, Diane? I said, goddamn John Deere couldn't pull it in off the nest if it was flying. Man, she ran back in that house, and she come out with a goddamn butcher knife about that long. I told Chuck, I said, grab that bucket, I'm gone. I said she would have killed me that day if she could have got a hold of me.
Yep, that's fine. Thank you.
Do you want me one, Pepsi?
Yeah, give me one, yeah.
It's good, cost.
Here you go. I drank it.
I thought maybe she had me on a diet again.
Oh, yeah.
Now, at one time there was McCombs. Did they live at the Yoakum House, or did they live over where
McComb?
Dorothy McComb or something? That would have been on
Dorothy
there.
Yoakum.
Was Dorothy Yoakum.
Yoakum?
Okay.
Would Dorothy have gone to school there?
Yeah, probably for a year or two.
Could, maybe, I don't know.
You were there, I wasn't there. Was.
Hey, did you have a class?
Oh, no.
Yoakum, that was Dorothy.
He's fine. Does she have a special for you?
Yeah, I can see that coming.
I'll step aside.
You sure put up with us, though. Who was it?
This one kind of got
dinner,
Jim.
I have a
Dorothy
McCombs.
You want
the
ice with it?
This the one that got all struck up?
Yeah. And then the hairs. Hires. Okay. Where did they live?
Back across that.
In the rental? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
they
Dorothy Yoakum, that was Mary and Elmer, your daughter. She was our first cousin.
It's a small world.
Yeah, see that Yoakum, he married my mother.
And then, and then there was a Goolers who lived out in that small house at one time, and the boy went to school there. He's about 2 days ahead of me, though. I can't remember what his name was.
And
his last name was Gould.
Hire was
H-E-I-A-R.
Then there was the Honey Dippers that lived over there for a while.
Honey Dippers over there.
What?
That sounds like a neat name.
That was their name.
They were around cleaning out septic tanks.
Oh.
We always called them the Honey Dippers.
But they don't wonder around there, you know? All we knew them by was Honey Dippers.
Well, Steve McDermott went there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he lived on Kirby Place.
Right.
Didn't want that, yeah.
I remember that one year, he set rabbit traps, and he talked to the teacher and allowed him to go down and check his rabbit traps.
Oh.
And he caught one, and he couldn't kill it, so he left it loose.
Well, then the one year, were you and I going down to get the Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm. And you just went north. North?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, I just went north there and down there. Well, it'd be McDermott's place then. But there was Steve McDermott, Dick, my brother Dick. Were you with us? It was about 5 minutes. So, I stole a pack of cigarettes from my dad.
We didn't. You know, we borrowed them.
Well, borrow them, not steal, borrow them.
Yeah, we stole them.
And so Steve said, well, I'll tell you what, he says.
And her husband's sheriff, so she says.
Not anymore. So Steve said, I'll bring the toothpaste. So we brought a brand new tube of toothpaste down. So when we get done, we can rinse our mouth out so the teacher couldn't smell it on us. So we got down over the hill, we were all smoking, you know. So we got the tree and we come back up and we have, oh, we got to stop here and have the last cigarette, you know. So we had, Steve reached his back pocket to get the toothpaste.
It was all
smashed.
I never did get
that.
So he smelled like toothpaste, and you guys all smelled like cigarettes.
Oh, you were smoking too.
He was smoking too, but
yeah, but he had toothpaste on his butt.
Camouflage. Then we used to sleigh ride down to that Dutch lane right there by the by the school.
Okay. You didn't go north to sleigh ride, you did?
Well, we did over to Sussex Fields once in a while.
Okay.
We were there too, but if it got icy and snowpack and everything,
man,
that gravel road really went good.
Oh, okay, just right on the gravel road.
No, it was that school down below us.
Where?
Go down Dutch Lane, or
the other side of the highway.
On the other side of the highway now?
Yeah, that little white, it was a white.
Down by where Murray's used to live?
I think my Aunt Dorothy.
Oh, yeah, way up in that, on the corner there.
Yeah. Twice a year we'd take exchange encyclopedias.
Yeah.
So we'd put them in a wagon and pull that wagon all the way down to the other school.
We'd take A to B, down, A to Z down there, and they would bring back the B to do.
And then bring out the back the other set.
Yeah.
That'd take us all day to do it.
Yeah.
We'd stop along the road and go down to the creek. And look at
how many people does it take to do this?
Two. Usually two boys.
Whoever was acting up.
Yeah. You guys have a little too much energy.
Get them out of here.
And stop engraving the bricks on the way.
And I stayed after school one time. For
one time?
Yes, just one time.
So did you guys, like, when you went down there, did, like, A through M? And then the N through...
And then
C would be okay.
Because we were did the encyclopedia from A to M, and when we got done with that, then we would switch, and they would give us the N to Z.
So you'd be up Shit Creek if you had to have something in A to M, and you.
Well, then you'd have to
we already learned that.
You'd have to run all the way down to find it.
We already learned everything in that book.
You already had that memory.
Had a photographic memory of that.
That was the smartest one in my class. And
stayed after school for 2.5 hours because the teacher says, you're going to apologize to him. Because I slugged this one guy right in the mouth and the nose gave him a nosebleed. Now, he had it coming, though. And, I said, I ain't apologizing to him. I says, he had it coming. He said, well, you're going to apologize before I leave here. I said, we're going to be here a long time, and I never did. Finally, after 2.5 hours, she left us go.
Imagine that.
Who was it you hit?
I can't remember his name, but he stayed with Bill Fermetti for about 2 years there. And it was kind of like, he came out of Dubuque, and he was kind of a smart ass anyway.
So I didn't see any pictures with Fermetti's in them.
None of them went there.
Or Von Fermetti?
No, none of them.
Well, see, their kids would have been younger than
younger.
Sharon.
Okay.
And Sharon did
oldest,
not go there. No.
Their oldest was the same age as Sharon.
Okay, same age.
Gary was the same age as Sharon.
And they did not go there.
So, this Melvin Zauke, his wife was a Von Fermetti. So that,
okay.
That is someone.
Bill's sister?
or this Melvin or whatever. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would have been, yeah, you're right, yeah, right across the road. And where the pond, or south of the highway, or south of the railroad, that was a Fometi, too,
yeah,
property.
Right.
They traded.
The pond. Your dad, your grandpa.
Zoggy owned some land on this side of the track.
Yeah.
And Fometi owned some on this side, and they traded.
Yeah, they traded.
Traded back and forth.
Something.
So they wouldn't have to be crossing the railroad tracks all the time.
Oh, okay.
That's the, I remember him talking about that.
Yeah, there used to be a gate down here, go across the railroad tracks to get in.
Mm-hmm.
What else, railroad?
Oh,
A to Z, we know that.
Then had two outhouses.
Yeah, which every, so the boys was closest to the fence or the girls?
No,
the
girls
were closest to the fence.
We put them girls over there in case they didn't know where they're going, they can follow the fence back to the school.
So they wouldn't get lost.
Yeah.
Okay, and then in the building, where did the kids sit? Like, were the older kids on the west side or the east side? Or
around the stove in the wintertime.
Yeah.
The older ones sat would be to the east.
The youngest one sat to the east, the oldest one sat to the west.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
If you were facing the schools like this, where that
is? Her desk was up there, and we sat over here, and the older one sat over here.
You sat
her
over
desk
here.
Was where?
Up front, at the back.
On that stage.
Yeah.
On the stage. You'd been over here if you were in eighth grade.
And what do you remember about the stage?
Because the stage was up here. Oh, we used to have plays in there.
Did you guys have to do much public speaking in front or anything like that other than during the play?
No. The only thing I remember, they had the Easter thing, whatever it was.
Easter or Christmas?
Or Christmas play up there.
And what were you? What were you guys?
I was a saint.
That's what blew out the back end of the street.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember what it was. I think I was a shepherd.
I think I was the angel.
I don't think I was ever in a play up there.
I think I was the angel.
You were no angel.
Still there today, the angel.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't in the play because you won't be it. You're stubborn. I remember that now.
That hasn't changed. That hasn't changed.
You wouldn't play. Well, you didn't play no damn angel.
I was too busy.
You were what?
I can't remember, but I was too busy.
Yeah, carving his name in the bricks outside.
He's probably outside.
He probably got sent outside because he wouldn't be in the play.
I was going to bring him other bricks, and I was like, I can't bring it because then I'll jinx us and we'll have car issues on the way home.
Who was the one that always kept the tannies over?
Stanley Miller.
Stanley Miller.
Now, did Stanley go there?
Yeah. Okay. Stanley and Darlene.
Yeah, did you get a hold of
Joni?
No, I didn't.
Darlene or Joni?
Okay, where are they?
They both went there.
It's, it would be Darlene and Darlene Conrad, Bill Conrad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize she was Miller. Okay. Yeah.
And then Joni Glockner.
Glockner. She was a...
They're the ones that lives on the Frostbinders where that Dorothy...
Right.
Right. That's our home place.
And then Stanley Miller. Went there.
Yeah. And then, okay, and he's passed away, right?
Yeah.
Stanley has. Yeah.
Well, then, did Rogers or any of them other ones, they were about your age, did they go there?
Jaeger went there.
Yeah, Ray Jaeger.
Ray Jaeger went there.
He's at Holy Cross.
Yeah,
I think
so. Is he up there at Holy Cross?
Billy Miller went there.
Billy would have been your age, right?
Stanley's brother.
Yeah.
See, Stanley was
the head of us.
Stanley was the
head or behind us. I don't know which.
Stanley Miller?
Was the same age as Lois.
Right, right.
He could have been older than me.
Annie over the schoolhouse.
Yeah, I was reading something about that Annie over. And then there was somebody, what was it, in her story, she was going on about the different games, you know, Red Rover.
Yeah.
Sides were chosen, the larger kids are picked first because of the object of the game was to end up with everyone on your side. And then I thought that was kind of cool. And then, any over. We used the girls' outhouse because it wasn't as high as the schoolhouse, but this one they used the school. And it happened to be in the outhouse, and if you heard a loud bang, it wouldn't be loud, and someone would yell pigtail. What, you guys didn't yell pigtail?
Yeah.
If
the ball didn't go over, then you yelled pigtail. So they knew the ball wasn't coming over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you yelled pigtails, and then it came over anyway.
That was
did you
women.
Ever play
that was the women doing that?
No.
The women when we did that, they cheated.
I think so.
I went to the Upworth Elementary. Yeah. That was a huge school.
Yeah.
You never would have gone.
No, but we did on the farm. We uh-huh. did. We did that too. School, but we did it.
Over the chicken house.
Yeah, we did over the chicken house too.
We never did because we had to work all the time.
Yeah. I remember what you were in that play now.
Angel.
You were St. Joseph.
I was an angel.
Oh. And then Luann was Mary. Because you always say whoopee out there in the bushes you want to be.
We're going to go into that. I can't put that in.
No.
No, you're not putting it in.
Private.
That's why his wife's not here.
But was that all the people that were in the school?
Oh.
But when the picture was taken. That was the whole school at that time?
Yeah. So I got pictures back further when my grandfather went. There was nearly 40 people, and it was like, really? Yeah, where were they?
In that school?
Yeah. It was like...
They must have double-decked them.
Yeah.
So your grandpa went there, too. Okay.
So that's kind of sad. The school had to fall down.
Yeah. It was three layers of brick thick. And then, so on this back corner, you could actually see the inside layers inside layers had hardly any mortar left.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. But the I didn't realize that outer layer has more stability because of the weather. I don't know. I guess it was like, really?
Well, yeah, it wouldn't get moisture.
It wouldn't dry out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get moisture.
Yeah, and actually, it's probably too bad that... You know, like when West Dubuque first acquired it, if all they would have had to do was put a metal roof on it. Because did West Dubuque ever operate that?
No.
They did.
No.
They closed it then.
They closed
but they used it for storage.
No, you're wrong. I think they did operate it 1 year.
Oh, maybe.
Well, we have one of the desks out of that school.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Joanne had it, and she didn't want it anymore. She gave it to us, so that's what's up in the bedroom.
Oh, is it? Okay.
The bedroom where you guys
sleep. Sean's got one, too.
Yeah. She had two of them, and she didn't want them.
I remember, like, there was four that Dad had in that old house that was behind our house or something, and then that burned up. And so it would be
bad. I didn't look to see if there was a JM engraved on the
Well, look, Julie, it's probably in there. JM airplanes out.
You know, I'm thinking they went through a lot of either pocket knives or screwdrivers. I'm thinking that they were a good salesperson. The only other place in Dubuque County that I've actively seen things engraved into brick was the Milk House on Grand View. If you go there to that little cafe or whatever, it's there now. They got lots of little names engraved on that.
That's what's really going to be neat is they try to salvage all of them, and that's what they want to use those in whatever they can.
Yeah.
So our goal at this point is to have a display case on the one side with pictures, and then on the other side we're going to do something like, you know, you've been on those bike trails or different things like down by the riverside where they have that real nice black board, and then just put that right on the back side of the display case. I was like, what the heck, you know?
Yeah.
Pay the extra money so it's weatherproof board, and then just glue it right on the back side.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But the guy that made this, he's giving me a hard time. He's like, we're a window company, you know? And I'm like, well, you did this. And he's like, we're a window company. So finally, I showed him the picture. And this was a Boy Scout project.
Right.
And he's like, well, I guess we did that, you know. So I don't know if I have to.
So will that be totally waterproof then?
I might just order something off the internet if he continues giving me trouble.
Yeah.
So, but he's got it nice because he's got that big 2-inch bar on top and on bottom to support it. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing because they said every once in a while somebody drives by like the second or third week of October, a whole busload of men drive by and go drinking out at these different cemeteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And last year they were, they had these great big, you know, our post, and they were even not standing on top of the post this last year. So I'm like, whatever we do, we got to build something strong enough.
You mean they were at the post, the ones we had?
Yeah, they were up there in the cement post drinking.
Oh my God. Well, I saw the beer can up there.
Yeah.
Beer bottle.
So I'll have to fix something at least that we make something strong enough.
Well, they won't do that anymore.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, Doug says it's 4 inches plus just a tad more. And I'm like, yeah, or 4 feet. So if we keep that tad more, a little bit small, they ain't going to be able to at least fit their shoes in there to dump up.
That is getting pretty rough.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the same stove that was always in there? Or?
Or, yeah, is that a newer stove?
Or was that a newer one?
That's a newer one. Okay. Oh, that's modern.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Mine was like the other one we had with a pop belly.
Was this stove still in there?
This one was still in there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking.
Okay. I remember.
They just used it for, you know,
storage.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, there was a bunch of windows.
Steve
still
thought it wasn't over to us till 1966. That we didn't get it till 1966.
Really?
Because
they consolidated in 61.
Oh, yeah.
This is the cemetery.
Somewhere around there. Because I think became consolidated school district.
Cemetery.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. One of them.
But they probably.
Somebody donated that land for the school.
It's in Seaval.
Not necessarily, because it's Johnson's.
Oh, it is.
So it goes.
I know, but they donated the land for the schoolhouse.
Yeah, but that goes before Zalkies, because Zalkies didn't actually come into the area quite that early.
Oh, so the school was there before they were.
Yeah, I think so.
So then, was originally then who owned that farm?
Johnson.
Who did you?
Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why they called it Johnson.
I started with a sketch like this.
Uh huh.
But then, when they put the pillars in, then this was kind of hard to deal with.
Yeah.
So then,
the original.
And Tim just made an incredible.
Who's that?
Joe Crane showed us.
Then Tim, he came up with the idea of just making a beam with the bell.
So we inherited this bell. The original schoolhouse bell.
And was it Jimmy Doherty had it?
Jimmy Doherty's son, I think.
It was his wife's brother or something like that.
Oh, Sheila.
Callahan,
yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So, and he was in Marion.
Yeah.
And then Doherty brought it up here. And then, but, you know, everything we kept looking at, how do you do that so it's not a bird's nest? You know, if you go back to this design, it would have just held a whole bunch of bird's nests.
Right.
Plus, you would have had to shingle it or do something with the...
So we backed out of that, and Tim's just been incredible with it. And then Jeff, he did all the...
Yeah.
Down here in the front, this is where the... Well, that bench will
we're going to ask you that. Well, we'll wait till we get done with that. We're done with the...
Yeah, Tim's going to... I might have him do the decking work before I figure out if I'm going to do a 3 foot tall or 4 foot tall display, so I know about how it looks. Because right now, you see this, the whole post.
Right.
You know, so you see actually that's... When you see it now, it's like 9.5-10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to do some backfilling here.
Yeah.
Ben will know more if we can put 4 foot tall or 3 foot tall.
I can see what you're saying.
Now, this one where the front door was?
Pretty close. Pretty darn close.
Okay.
The nicer one.
I think it's a little bit closer than to the road. To the east.
So that was hard to get some of the nice.
So rest of the schoolhouse.
Where we picked it so that if you put the two benches here, you see the beautiful view between two trees of Zepsik's pasture. It was like so cool, and that's why we picked that location. Because if bike riders or anybody sat down in those chairs or whatever, it just looked like a beautiful Grantwood.
Yeah, because first they had it one way, and then they moved it, and I think it's perfect where it's
just to sit down and experience a country setting.
Yeah.
My hardest part is
somebody would probably want to get married there.
You never know.
No, yeah.
They get married in the weirdest
place.
Yeah.
Like somebody that grew up in that area.
You don't get married there.
Yeah, no. And nowadays they don't get married. They have the kids. And no. You don't go there.
They all live together first.
So, and two of my employees are that way too. They both have two sets of kids, you know, that are preschool age, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're both theirs. I mean, they're whatever, but with the same guy, and they've lived with the same guy for 10 years, and I'm like, really?
I know. Why don't they just,
yeah. You just get married if you have the two kids?
Yeah.
Together 10 years.
Nope, so, ask our kids to come up and help with the place. They won't even go near it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So out there in the cemetery. So every time there's a thing here, it says like his name, her name on the same stone, and then they have little footings out here. Like
it
little,
may say father, when, mother,
yeah, or mother, father, or something, or right. It doesn't say anything now. But that's my hardest part is I need to get one of those, you know, where they put like and this grid doesn't match there at all because this one it uploaded all the names first. You know, so it's like not even close to what's actually out there because you know the first row is up here and there's only the two stones there. So that's my hardest part is I'm gonna have to work with this McCullough Creative Group to see if we can get a picture like that and then do the little prints and then have like numbers down below that correspond to,
Oh, okay, I see.
So that's past my.
That's the
computer technology. Whatever.
Tombstone.
Tombstone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
See it. That'd be one of my harder issues, but.
When was the last time somebody was there?
It was the person that was exhumed. Was that 1954? Or? So the person was buried, and then they picked him up and moved him to Wisconsin later. Whatever.
All right. So now, how many people are approximately buried?
I've got. And see, some of the websites I've been looking up show the footing as part of it. You know, those show up to 186. But see, there's a lot of them footings out there, so I think it's more like the 86, but I've got that in there somewhere. Find a Grave website is done by Gabby.
My brother goes to that. Yeah. He's into the genealogy.
As you're looking at this, was the school up over here then?
Out of Farley.
Was the school?
Really?
The cemetery?
So she, I think it's Cheryl
over here.
Mohan or Mullen?
Mullen?
Mullen or, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the schoolhouse.
Schoolhouse is, okay, this is that big, huge tree, and then the schoolhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is it set there then? This would be a school.
So this is the old highway road, and
this would be
Dutch,
the Dutch Lane.
Dutch Lane.
Yeah. Going to that cemetery, the lane used to come in off the Dutch Lane.
Yeah. Okay.
Up at the cemetery. Top end of the.
Johnson Cemetery is over there. We used to
isn't that where that big sign was up?
Okay.
That's a lot.
You never ever found any pictures of that?
I know where it's at.
No.
The sign. There's a sign.
The sign.
The cemetery. What do you mean, like one of those gates?
Metal.
Metal one.
No.
I know where that's at.
No, where? Ditch.
No.
You ain't telling, are you?
No. I'm like, how
Stanley,
would it?
Stanley Miller had it. Him and.
How would we incorporate that? I'm just thinking that added a lot more confusion to this.
But it just turned out the cemetery with it.
I kind of remember that. It was.
They pulled it over.
Yeah, it was.
They pulled it over. And then the cops are looking for it. Stanley and Jim Shilley set it all up and took it into the scraps.
Oh, they cut it all up?
Okay. Whew, at least you don't have to worry about it. I was like, that would be too complicated.
But you could have brought that down, down to in front of the cemetery and put it down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's...
You know,
that's
don't have to be incorporated into with this.
Yeah.
Could have been done for that.
One less thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, gone. That's long gone.
So we look at so many of these little projects, and that would be, you know, if we would have restored that place and made a little creative little place, that would have been, you know, the future of our lives. I mean, it was like, this is kind of nice. We're over and done with, you know, in
year June. Yeah, so. And you don't have to worry about the upkeep on it.
Right.
Okay.
And the luckiest part was nobody asked me to be on the board. Yes!
You're on the board?
No, I said nobody did.
Is there a board?
The cemetery board, yeah.
Oh.
Seth Sook and Bob Mueller's on it. And he's treasurer. And then who else is on it? Seth Sook, Bob Mueller, and Bill Chesterman. Because he's
okay,
a
that's right.
Or something.
That's right. Okay, for the the benches. Do we have to stick with a certain thing?
No. That's
well, Steve thought. Like, yeah. Well, yeah, but he thought we should have matching ones.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need to.
Yeah, it could be different. We could put a planter in between.
We went to look at one today, and he just gave us kind of an idea. Okay.
I had originally threw out the metal bench park idea, and when they mentioned the cemetery benches, I was like, you know, that probably is more appropriate. So I'm cool with whatever.
Well, there's a guy down here that makes benches, mm-hmm. and this bench would be 5 feet long.
Oh, is that Deckers or not?
No, this is down here in Omaha.
Cool.
And actually, they don't have Dorothy on there, and we would put Joe and Hazel McQuillan on there someplace.
Okay.
But I don't remember. Do you remember what Steve said those benches were? How much they were?
I don't remember. I just remember Decker said something about 400 or 500. So.
Well, yeah, and I talked to him about it too. But now, he said, you know, he would be etching. Which would be great, but then like this guy was saying today, which I didn't realize that, but it would, all that etching, if the water sits in there, and
yeah,
that freezes
it's better
over
at an angle.
Yeah, and he said actually this, if you ended up, he sprays how many coats on it, and then he would end, he said if you went up like twice a year and did wax, well, I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Just put car wax on it, and he said it will last forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know. So do we have to, you know, agree with Steve? I mean, one of them would not have a back on.
I'll see if I can have him put up. If this guy has any extra bricks, if he wants to make a planter in between. And then we'll just, like I said, put a planter between them. And then, so you don't notice the difference.
Yeah, well, you're going to, if he gets one with the back on, you're going to notice it.
Yeah.
But does it have to match?
No.
I don't think it does. And like Tom said, you don't want them to get too comfortable there.
Yeah, especially those guys that come to drink.
You're going to have to put a sign up.
I did not realize that.
So that's, then they come, was it a Saturday or Sunday in October? So I think we'll have to talk to Steven if he does this little once a year picnic thing. They'll have to have it just the Saturday or Sunday, that second or third week of October, because they don't do the week of
Halloween.
They don't do Halloween week. They do it the week or two before, and so.
I didn't, and that would be a good idea then, just to only have a little space between the edge, because if you had it that wide, they would be up on top of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Tim's got that bell in there. He's not. They're not going to get it out. No. And he said once he gets it screwed on, they're not going to be taking that off either.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that would be somebody's seal the bell.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a gorgeous job. He did an awesome job.
They get that bell off. They're like, oh, they did it. They'd have to have a hacksaw.
There's just too many people around there. I like how that's got a lot of, you know, with so many people close by.
Mm-hmm.
They have a vested interest. That's vested,
right.
You know, because the one where the Art Zepsik used to live is the Mueller son that mows it.
Right.
So that's just, the mower people are right across the street from it.
Well, yeah, why don't you, because I don't, is Steve back now?
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah. And it'd probably be better if you would check with them.
Have you told the plans
yet? This one up? No. Oh, I've mailed it to him. So, not that I knew, you know, but I just mailed it so he came up with it, so I thought.
I know it's probably better it's all done now rather than
what. And this has been a nice monumental project. I mean, it really has.
Yeah. No, everybody gets along.
I figured it was about a $17,000 project by the time you got rid of that house or the schoolhouse. I mean, and getting the land leveled and everything and all the work that Tim and Jeff did alone and the free or course filled with the donated concrete and everything. I mean, but you look at this. disposal of that bricks and everything. And, mm-hmm. you know, he just took it north to put it in the ditch. And it's yeah. like, yeah. boy, if you would have had to pay somebody,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Well, one thing it had to get something in there to approve of taking it down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. yeah.
All that shit.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, this would have been before asbestos. That's a nice thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You yeah. still had to have an inspector.
Yeah, yeah.
This way, you light a match and it's gone. Oh,
yeah.
what happened? Lightning.
That's what we did. So, and then Loker did the deed work for you, so that was nice. So
really?
Up until the sign part, and just spraying that was about all we had to cost so far. So.
Yeah.
So.
My labor, he didn't put.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah. He did such a good job with the taking
You're
the
free.
Bricks off.
You guys did a lot of work. I was telling these guys, you yeah. did
but
a tremendous
so
amount
nice.
Of work.
It'd be almost done by May, so. You know,
yeah.
Mayor Dune, whenever
yeah.
the sign gets
no,
up.
I think they're going to hang that bell this weekend, I think.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, the one day they were supposed to hang it. It was windier than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a big... And this has got to be about... these each are how much? The bell's about 100...
No, the bell ain't 100 pounds. It's maybe... The
bell's probably about 180 pounds.
Oh, I don't know.
It's
heavy.
Oh, it's heavy. Yeah, it's heavy.
That's Tim here lifted it.
Oh, maybe
then,
it is. Maybe
and
I guess
those
I just
two
kinda...
are at least 70 pounds a piece. So
well,
I mean,
just the beam, one beam yeah. by itself, is there's a lot of weight in those beams.
Yeah.
So
does he want the that up before he bricks?
Oh, no. Not
whenever.
Well, I know those beams are heavy because I had a whole one here and one here
yeah,
while they put like, that plate up there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you believe that, I got some land I want to sell you.
Oh,
that's the picture
there.
They sent out. That probably
yeah.
not the clearest, but...
yeah, I know.
Well,
that's, yeah, we saw that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
what
that?
No, he probably didn't see it.
That's...
Yeah,
yeah,
that picture before.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Showed us that.
I think you showed it before.
Right.
Yeah.
That's,
right after you first got it.
I haven't stopped in to see it or anything.
Oh, it looks awesome.
But,
yeah, because the powder,
nice
he got the bell powder coater too. But they don't want the dinger in it?
Well,
or the dinger's going to be there.
The dinger's
well,
in it,
it's
froze.
Well, yeah.
Is it frozen? They locked it in place? Or
they just didn't want it
well,
making a lot of
okay.
noise, you know?
Well, you know...
We don't
if, it, if it's
the
there,
so
people would be up there banging it all over.
You're
yeah.
exactly right. Or saw a bike rider go by, bling, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. yeah.
And Steve kind of like.
Yeah.
It's a little too
Maybe
close.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
So it's done as well as all that.
So
everything's well that they can't get it apart.
Yeah.
So that's the torch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what was Tim's background? Because he seems like he's got a lot of different...
Well, I thought of everything.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what happened, Cindy?
More than what he ever...
When he went down, he worked in Washington, Iowa for 2 years at the DOT. And there was a guy that was his best buddy. And he was older. He was probably 20 years older than him. But he kind of took Tim under his wing. And he did a lot of the... welding and making different things, and they would do this at the shop. I mean, like if they needed something made at the shop,
mm-hmm.
Dirk would show Tim how to make it, and then he would let him do it. And then he made, oh my God, he made different, how many different things. And that's where he really did learn how to do the welding and the measuring and everything.
Pat tried to do that with our kids, you know. Oh my gosh. Those boys are interesting, and tried to even teach them how to drive or pull behind with a trailer or whatever. So, tried to work with them.
So where are your kids all at now?
They're still in the Dubuque area, except for Natalie. She's down in Cedar Rapids. So
is she in school or is she done?
No, she's not in school anymore. She dental anatomy got to her.
Yeah.
So
working
like,
down there.
Yeah. So yeah. She's working at a Nordstrom down there. In
oh,
Cedar
okay.
Rapids, so. Well, what other squirrely things did kids do growing up, or what other
they
went to? A lot of other stuff that you wouldn't want to put it on.
Red Rover, said Jim over.
Yeah.
You got that one on there.
Yep.
And they went walked uphill to school, and
yep.
2 feet of snow, and they walked uphill going home. Two
yeah,
feet of snow.
We did.
Well, we mostly run home.
It was the wind. It was the wind shifted the snow.
Kennedy's lived right across the road from my dad, and she always had cookies or something. So we, those boys would run like hell to get the newspaper because it's thrown off at the end of the driveway and take it into her because you'd always get cookies. And then Mama would be so like, don't you back do that. Same thing the next night.
Not like there wasn't cookies at your house.
Yeah, yeah.
So what did you guys take for lunch? What did you
whatever Mom
dirt.
Had thrown together.
Dirt. We're lucky to have dirt.
Yeah.
We're
lucky you got a bologna sandwich. Yeah. Otherwise you got peanut butter and jelly, and I hate
bread,
peanut butter.
Bread and water.
That's about it.
And remember the chicken we had the night before? We took the bone.
Nothing meant to waste.
Egg sandwiches.
Yeah, egg sandwiches.
Cold egg sandwiches.
Yep.
Now, did Bob Kennedy go there?
On the stove?
Yeah, you go there.
Yeah.
What?
Bob Kennedy went there.
Did Bob Kennedy go there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have pictures of him. He was. He must have been right at my dad's age or
whatever.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah. Age, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Kirby girls, they were interesting to interview.
Yeah.
They made us show up on Saturday. I just let them know that we're going to be out there for the fun of it, and that Dorothy McCombs or whatever, I keep thinking of her, whatever her name was, I sent her a note too. I had some address and notes for her. So
this Saturday?
Yeah, I just mentioned we'd just be out there, and if they wanted to bring by any archive material, because they had... The Kirby girls had even their dad's, William Kirby's, report card and everything.
Oh, my God.
So that's kind of interesting.
No, you wouldn't want my report
card. Yeah.
Like I said, I was the smartest one in my class and the dumbest one.
the only one.
Yeah. Damn, I was smart.
So how did the teacher do that to work all you guys into teaching? You know, of all different grades.
Because she would start over here, the first graders. And she might
teach
15 minutes here. Then she'll go to the first graders, the kindergarten, first graders, second graders. Everybody has...
Not kindergarten, to kindergarten.
No, first grade to eighth grade.
That's Joyce and Jim. Tom's wife.
Yeah.
I don't claim her.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Me too. I've been going here once in a while.
Oh, good. Nice to meet you.
This is Cindy and this is her
dog.
Yes. This is Joyce, Tom's wife.
Ouch. Here, Joyce, you can sit here. I'm going to have to go.
But then they would give you 15 minutes of reading, then all the way down to the class, and then when you turn around, arithmetic, she's coming over here, you know, 2 plus 2 is 1 or whatever it was, and then she would go away to the 8th grade, and you have 15, 20 minutes that way.
And you get
that reading.
You get the spelling. Jim, you ready for your spelling lesson?
Yep.
No.
She's steady.
No spell. School, we'll take care of them, huh?
Can you spell next week?
You ready for your spelling lesson? No.
What time did you start school?
8.
Till what time?
3 or 3:30? 3, I think it was.
3.
I think it was 3.
And how many recesses?
5. 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon.
None at noon?
And the lunch time.
Half an hour.
That'd be how I teach to you. Y'all just go take your recess.
Yeah.
And then we talk and then, y'all take your lunch.
Yeah.
Y'all take your recess.
How the hell do you think so many of them got carved in the
That's because they got time out.
Who was your school teacher?
Which one? Was Dorothy Crossbinder, McGovern.
Who was that other one? You had the first one. I was there then. Who was that first one?
Laverne Street?
Oh, yeah, Laverne Street on that picture.
Who started it?
Started what?
The school.
Johnson.
We were thinking it goes back to William Johnson.
William Johnson, from way back.
So, originally, where the Kirby house was, that was George Johnson owned that. And George and Matilda. So there's Matilda's grave out there, but I didn't see George. And then, so that was on... Waller's deed.
She lived upstairs.
But Waller's had the George Johnson and Matilda. And then it goes to James Johnson and Miranda. So I think that's William's son is James. Or maybe it's a brother. Maybe it's a brother.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I ain't quite sure who's all who's, you know.
So when did that, what year did that school start?
1863. So right around 100 years. And then, William Johnson, who it's named for, is actually, he was a doctor.
You can't find much for records of the...
No initials on his grave. And she is, so he was a doctor.
Is it a church on the site, too?
I hear you thinking that's his son, but it must be a brother. So that find a grave, this one's actually the Root Web one.
You can't find it in 1860s.
And Root Web is just based out of Dubuque, I think.
Oh.
And it was like made in 2000 or 2001. So it's,
yeah, because I know my brother uses that find a grave because he was doing a lot for genealogy.
Dubuque County or how would you?
Yes. Yes, Dubuque County. Census.
So who would have been Anderson? Was there ever any Andersons by the time you guys?
No.
Well, it's probably only a decade before you were born. I'm just sure.
There it is. I'm still alive. So a decade here.
All right. It was built in 1863. Did they carry guns back then? Holsters?
Yeah, probably. So the oldest brick we found was...
You could take him to school.
Yeah.
But you could back then.
Yeah. The oldest brick we found was in Anderson, 1871. And I don't remember hearing or seeing anything about an Anderson. But that was the oldest brick. And we figured out he would have had to been up on a horse to have did that one. It was up under the roof. Oh. You know, on the back side where the wood is. Yeah. So it's a miracle it wasn't damaged by that tornado.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. Does that say the whole name there?
J.H.
Oh, J.H.
Yeah. And I think he's buried there. Yeah.
Now, that used to have a little porch.
So he actually died in 1873. So he died 2 years after that. Isn't that odd?
And had a porch.
They had a little porch, and that's where the bell was. That rope going up to the bell.
Mm-hmm. Now, the bell is actually not on the pictures I have from... Right. 1900. So the bell came later.
Had to be later.
Yeah. So all this little gray area, those are all the ones that are sketched.
See if I can see it.
So like these over here didn't have any engraving.
None of them had any engraving.
No, but I
didn't have time to get them all.
All the mean you weren't out there that much?
I think he probably was. Whenever it was spelling class time.
2:30. Kim's not off yet. Because I know she pulled up the census and got a lot of information about the Lawlers.
So, in one of these cracks, we're still in the 1900 one that I seen. Oh, yeah. I can't remember which crack it was, what it was, so that was kind of interesting.
Let's see that one.
So, this...
That's just find a grave.
This is in 1960, the federal census for Dubuque County, and then... 1860, I'm sorry. And so it does have family name, age, sex, profession...
So are these the people that were buried there?
They're according buried, to find a grave.
Oh, okay.
So she's got quite
date of birth. They don't have too much information on most of those.
And she doesn't have the blank ones. The Root Web one has.
I'm not sure what the...
Oh, we forgot to tell you. We do have a name. Bob Howard, the vice principal of the school, he's retired now. He's doing... figure out where these archives are. So what happened was in 1960 when they consolidated, then Keystone AEA inherited all the records, and then they archived it over at UNI, and we can't find anything after that. So
is he married to Susan Onstetter?
Yeah. Okay. So you can't find anything?
Yeah, I can't get anything out of the UNI thing, but anyway, it was... I don't know.
You would think if they're, if they were.
Yeah, he's still looking from that aspect to figure out more stuff.
So you're not coming up with...
Well, I just don't know what I'm looking for. I mean, I'm trying to...
Is it broken down by townships?
It does. It's Douglas County and then it's townships.
Okay.
So what township were you in?
Vernon.
Taylor?
Okay.
You were in Taylor.
Taylor Township. Wilmer.
Yeah. Oh, but what...
We're in Taylor.
She's in the better part of the county.
Oh, you're back in the sticks.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right. Vernon came up the gravel road.
We got you out of the sticks, didn't we?
N-O-N.
Vernon Township came right up that gravel road. West side was... That's Taylor on the west side of the day.
Which gravel?
I'm sorry, it is by township.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, it's 7th, 8th there. So, 1 through 6, and then...
It's easier to see it on a computer probably than on this little phone.
Exactly.
But anyway, we're between, so Dutch Lane itself is right in Dutch Lane, Old Highway 20.
Yeah.
Isn't right on the line. So like the line for section 5 and 8 is, and then this would be section 7. So I mean, it's like this schoolhouse is sitting right between two sections.
Between the two.
And I have to stuff the old survey things. I don't know how we could put the old survey thing between the two. Between the two.
So William Johnson's a doctor.
Yeah, MD. Okay. Yeah.
So did you find something?
Oh, you did.
There's something on him.
He started off in Maryland. Okay. So he made it across the country. A lot of our relatives, like even the Rakers and the Zalkis, stopped at Ohio first before, you know, must have overwintered or stayed there a season or something. Oh, and then, does it say anything about this James Johnson? If that was a brother, a sister, or a son?
So...
They had the children were Mary and William
children
T.
Mary,
and Clay. Never heard of the Clay. He wasn't buried here, Elizabeth. Okay.
Mary. Sometimes when you're looking back at that, you know, Kim had done, our daughter did a bunch. And I know on the McQuillans there was a Lewis Francis and there was a Francis Lewis.
Oh, okay.
Talking about confusing.
And yeah.
They died. They were stillborn.
Yeah.
Or died right after birth.
That, yeah.
You were. Yeah, you do.
The census. And. Okay. Vernon Township. And then you put in 1860?
Or I just put in Dubuque County Census 1860.
Okay.
Vernon Township.
So one of the girls, Kirby girls, was saying at one time you guys had something that was similar to mayonnaise. And she said they brought mayonnaise sandwiches. I thought that was kind of interesting. She had a name for it. But you didn't take any Carol syrup cans to as your lunch bag or what? You just had bags for?
Just bags, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lunch bags. No, we had lunch buckets.
Buckets, okay.
What were they, Carol cans?
No, they were
lunch bags.
They were the cool kids.
They must have been.
They must have been.
Yeah. No, we had to have them year after year after year so they wouldn't have to buy paper
bags. And he had the hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
I can tell that.
Oh, well, I got all the hand-me-downs.
I got the handies.
Yeah.
Jim, Dick, me. That used to be the
short and fat. Nobody wanted your hand.
Don't take that from him, Joey.
He's not nice.
All I know is you McClones always had beige pants and white shirts. What? And Hazel, you always did when you were in high school. Beige pants and white shirts.
She had
look didn't they, Sheila?
I don't know. I wonder what kind of sandwiches those were. If
peanut butter and jelly.
No, but she said it was something like a mayonnaise.
Yeah.
What the hell would mayonnaise be there? You can't keep that because that'll spoil.
No.
Spread. It was like a homemade sandwich with mayo and pickles. Or some sort of a mayo pickle spread, huh?
They were a little goofy anyway, though.
And you remember that?
Yeah.
How old would they be?
Oh, they're 90-something. Yeah. And they're young. Oh, my gosh.
Young? 90?
Young 90.
You just wait. Yeah, if they come over on Saturday, I'll invite you over there.
Well, we won't be back Saturday. Okay. Yeah.
They are young.
Now, are you going to have a dedication after this is all?
I'll have to.
Yeah, you'll have to do something.
After the display's up and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it'll take a while yet. Another deal. A while.
What are you going to do when you don't have this to do?
Oh, then it'll fall right into garden season, so that'll be the next season.
Dug up with the garden down
Yeah. Poor guy.
Do you do your garden at home?
At the Yellow House.
Oh, at the Yellow House, okay. Nothing's in the Yellow House now, is it?
No, just junk. He's got the top room, one of the top rooms, so he can spray stuff. You know, he's got it all masked off in plastic and use it.
Well, no, where do you live?
We live right in town on the main drag, about 10 houses north of the bar. So,
never what been. Direction? North of the bar?
Yeah, that barn, you know. And
actually, you're probably
the bar.
What? Oh, you're about coming in, we would be
fourth or fifth
after the cemetery.
1, 2, 3
would be the fourth. There's an empty lot. And fourth. So.
If you're coming from our place, from going into Fiesta, they're the fourth house on the right.
Yeah.
The cemetery that's at the edge of Fiesta.
We've got
Fiesta.
The big red design buildings or red barn buildings behind across the way.
And then, with all the money.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have
buy a car garage.
Yeah, they were going to get that.
Because I blocked one off. Yeah. I made a workshop out of one area. So.
And then we're going to get a funeral home across the street from us. We'll have some lively company around
right.
there. Yeah. So that'd be pretty lively crowd over there.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, now, Joe, tell her what you say. What? Always. He said the funeral home is going to be a new kind of drive through.
Oh. drive-by church, or whatever they call it.
Oh, in other words, you don't even have to get out. You just
right.
cross yourself over
the head of the area. Make out the envelope and.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was.
Are they going to put a glass between you and the person on display? Or
don't give them any ideas.
No.
Draw a diagram, I dare you, and send it.
So instead of getting face to face and shaking hands with the family, you just kind of wave at them through the window.
They'll stand you up with their butt towards just the window.
They'll have an automated track so that when you get on it, you can't stop. And
That would be a good one.
That'd be the best thing you ever invented.
An automated
I need women and they charge off.
Oh, it's not only women. Are you guys going back yet today?
Cindy?
What?
Do you remember these guys?
They all sound like Pat, though. And we grew up living with Pat.
Pat worked out there
So they ain't too far from him. You know, it's just like him.
What? That was a long drive.
And that's exactly what Pat would have said. Yeah. Everything that comes out is like...
So did you say you are saying, or are you heading back?
We're going to go over and see the cranes tonight. Over there.
You know, that didn't stay overnight.
Right. It's one of my bucket list things.
She wants to see the sand.
Have you ever been to the zoo?
Yeah, I think one back when I had kids.
So. No, that's a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, two or three, four.
We're
two,
not going there.
2 hours. What, the cranes or what?
Well, we're going to go tomorrow.
Yeah. But, then I've got to
go by Donovan, which is south of Grand Island in those fields. That's where the cranes
are. Oh, okay. So we only have, I only had. One aunt on, dad had one sister, mom had one sister, so I only have 5 cousins. So my one cousin has a kid that lives 15 miles from here, so we'll go, it's still in Omaha, so we'll go visit them for supper and from there. But when you only have 5 cousins, you can see their kids.
Yeah.
The sad part is I know her cousins better than I know my
cousins. Yeah, but you probably have a few more than 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to warn you right now. Lincoln. Obey the speed limit.
Obey the speed limit. All right.
They got some instruction over that one turn.
Okay.
And
they're really watching that.
That place.
Okay. Good one to watch for.
It's only maybe 3/4 of a mile long at most a mile. It says 45, you do 45. It says 55, you do 55. I just have to cruise on it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Good to know.
So where did you grow up at?
Placid.
Placid, too?
Yeah.
Boy, that must have been where the dance hall was or something.
No, that's where the good people were.
Okay.
They all came south.
So,
Mike, too. Lois married Mike.
He was from Fillmore.
Yeah.
That was over the hill.
Our kids always say, where'd you ever find anybody to marry?
Yeah.
You're all related pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if it wouldn't have been her dad and his shotgun, I'd buy it.
Yeah. So then, are you related to the McCulloughs then, too, if you were a Kennedy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So that's all together. Okay.
Yeah, they're like second cousins.
So I'm trying to go through the McCullough creative group, which is Jack, I think, or whatever. So.
You are?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because she was, the mom was a Kennedy.
Yeah.
Mm. The horses Kennedy? Are the Kennedys, and they're all related.
The
Empress.
It was like Carolyn Kennedy. Carolyn, or Catherine?
Catherine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and the story was that she was from around the monastery area, and then she even had to come up here to take the test. Did you guys know that? Was this like a county testing site?
Where?
At Johnson Schoolhouse? I had a couple different people that said they had to take their county 8th grade test up there.
Hmm.
So.
I must have missed that test.
Imagine that.
That's because you never did your homework.
Tom, did you go to... Well, yeah, if Joe went to St. Pat's, you went to St. Pat's.
Would you say you were 5th grade when you went up to St. Pat's? Did you go to St.
And that was...
No.
That was
Dick
in,
was in 8th grade. I was in Sandleton. He was in 5th.
I
that was in Centralia? Or
high school.
Or was that in...
St. Pat's, Epworth.
Epworth. Oh, okay.
And the old John.
Yeah, but grade school.
Sure, grade school.
Grade school, I went to 8th grade at Johnson's.
Okay. And then the high school.
Yeah.
So I do have pictures of that old high school. My sister took pictures before they tore it down.
So how did you guys get hooked up to go into Epworth every day for school then? Did you guys like have a vehicle or something?
Bus.
So,
right.
High school, I drove up.
Yeah.
I drove to high school.
And then you went all the way. The high school was where the elementary was torn out.
Right.
Okay.
The elementary was down below, and the high school was upstairs.
So you went to the elementary.
Yeah.
And you were down below, and we were on top of you.
So, was there? Now, when I went through, we had like 2 grades apiece. And 30. There would have been like 60 kids per grade, or 50 or 60 kids per grade. How many kids did you guys have per grade then? If you guys were, or do you remember? You were at least more than one person.
Yeah.
So
in high school.
Tom had.
We had 39 when we graduated.
Okay.
And what?
But that
would have been consolidated.
Right.
That would have been. We were.
When you're talking about high school now?
Yeah.
And it was
we was actually the first class that actually went through what's to be new school.
The new school.
Graduated out.
But Joey was the first consolidated Western Rebuke.
But they still had Piazza and Epworth at that time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But how many did you have, like, freshman year? How many would have?
Oh, shit, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think it was like, when I started high school, I think it was like 13 in my class.
And then when they consolidated.
So there was a high school in Piazza, too?
Yeah.
Oh, there was.
Was that a Catholic one? Then, or?
Yeah, okay. Catholic school. Okay. Or was it a Catholic high school? Yeah, it was.
So how come you guys didn't go there?
My dad didn't like Father.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that took care of that.
Father J.
Father J. Braybach. Was it?
He played ball against him. He said he was a son of a bitch then. He's still a son of a bitch.
No. He actually, Father Jay came up to your dad and said, you should be going to school in Piazza. And he said no.
This used to be Dubuque County. All the Omaha area priests and everything were from Dubuque County.
It was all considered the Dubuque County Archdiocese.
That's interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, more than that, North Dakota and South Dakota was considered Dubuque County. I used to first school.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Wow.
So did they have like a seminary?
But no. School? Did you know where the old church?
The old monastery. No. The old monastery. That's where it all was out of the monastery.
Yeah, but they didn't ordain the priest.
They didn't have a seminary.
Right.
No,
seminary.
No, that's where it was all based on.
They all come over there first.
Because the monastery was there, started probably before anything else.
Right.
Was, yeah. Priests that came over from Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I don't know where the seminary was. It in Dubuque?
I don't know.
Divine Word,
but
not the other seminary was in Dubuque.
Because Divine Word just had their 50. Yeah.
Divine Word, sir.
Well, so it was Methodist before that. So there was something to do with Methodist, and then 1964 or something, then it became the Divine Word.
Where she's at now is where.
Oh, was Methodist before that? Really? I didn't know that. I didn't either.
It's on the website, too.
It was one in Dubuque. Oh,
Google.
But actually, the high school in Piasta was where the grade school was at there.
Okay.
That was the high school, right?
Where?
In Piasta before they knocked it down. Where our kids went to school. That was the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the old school was at.
Your kids went to school there?
Yeah.
In Piasta?
Mm-hmm. I remember the old gym across the street.
Right.
We used to play our basketball there.
Right.
Yeah.
But the high school, or the then our kids went to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade we had there, and Seton, well, it was EPP then.
Yeah.
And they went there, yeah. But that's where...
They changed to call it Seton. It's like...
Imagine playing effort, basketball again. He had three walls. Boy, that was the boundaries.
Yeah. Could never go out of bounds.
You couldn't go out of bounds, but if the ball hit the wall,
yeah. If the ball hit the wall, it was out of bounds.
There we go.
Yeah.
We couldn't go any further.
Couldn't go any further.
No.
I used to be able to dunk the little ball, though. Run up the wall.
Oh, yeah.
So, Cindy, what year did you graduate from high school?
82.
Okay.
But some things I walked away with today was I like that 15 minutes where they talked, they went from the youngest to the oldest kids, and maybe they did reading first and then arithmetic and then spelling. And anything else along that line that we were talking about or for school? Because I think that's kind of cool that, they were able to,
Well, they had 8 grades.
Yeah.
They had 8 grades, so that's why they did 15 minutes for...
And they never combined any grades? So she taught you just by your lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
So you were special.
You were special.
One-to-one, student ratio.
He had half special attention.
He's a special tutor.
So, okay.
Well, see, when you get
tell
the
stories about going to Sussex for the water.
Yeah.
But how did you start? Did you have a stove in there? Who started the fire?
When you got there?
6th and 7th and 8th.
Who was
the teacher? Was the teacher there before you were?
Or reading.
Well, she had the key.
Oh, okay.
So she had that then.
So if you were smart and got
ahead, could you
get ahead?
Come in and start to fire.
Jump up to the next
grade. No. I didn't know anybody.
The key on the side of the school, there was a little...
Nobody was that smart.
In the foundation, that's where they always kept the key.
Isn't that something back then to have a key lock? You would think, who would have cared?
Yeah. But then, if you were there before the teacher, but I mean, did you end up starting the fire then?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, the one who didn't.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
The teacher.
I tried to a couple times, but it wouldn't catch on fire.
The teacher, if they were there before the teacher, they would start the fire.
Yeah.
Well, Tom talks about him and Chuck going over to Sussex for water.
Yeah, he told us that.
We all did that.
Oh.
They never had no running water up there.
No, everybody took a turn.
Huh?
Think of the liability on it.
Yeah, we had electricity.
It's right on there. There's a picture of electricity there. Two lights, I think, on each side of the hall.
Mm-hmm.
So electricity would have came in probably about
1950-something, probably.
Yeah, 1940.
Yeah.
1919, as early as that. That was about when that Delhi dam to Dubuque came in for electricity. I should look that up. Since
it probably wasn't as quick.
I think
as
it was like 1919. I seen that. There was something about that dam in Delhi that they pulled the electricity off of.
What else is there? Anything else was pretty dull after that, I guess.
Did you get report cards?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did anybody get a whipping or anything? Or were you just fine with the report cards? Or did they give you a no?
From the teacher or from your mommy?
Did you ever get it from the teacher?
No.
Did you ever get smacked across your knuckles with a...
No.
From the nun.
Yeah, from the nun.
From the nun. Yeah. Oh,
isn't
yeah,
that yeah, something?
I saw marks from there on nasty.
I said, remember Peter Brown? We were crackers and off in the church.
I bet she drove that Ford teacher and that makes the floss binder crazy.
No, this is about when
Catholic school.
We were crackers and off in the church.
Would she have been from...
So Peter and I and...
Down by Pat's?
Or Jim Thurman Wayne and all that.
Huh? What floss binder?
So the first time I had it, Dorothy. I had one of the music group first.
I don't remember. I just know where they...
She was her hand underneath her
I think
head,
Bob was the oldest, and then Dorothy. She was their school teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know,
and then it was Lois, and Jeannie was the youngest. Yeah, Jeannie was a grade, I think, ahead of me. Remember Jeannie?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
I know where
it was. Yeah. I ruler up there, she went like that. She had her own hand. Oh. She didn't get nailed then. That was a knuckle sign.
She was a knuckle sign, too.
You come on,
she was in her shoes. She was out. Dorothy, I think, was the oldest girl. She had kind of blondish hair. And then there was a
gym. That was
a
you know, I should remember them.
That was Peter Brown. He used to be down our farm.
I don't remember Hubie and his wife. I don't remember what
it was. The time we were out there,
he was just huge. And she was real.
Oh, around Tom
it was
and I.
Real heavy.
We pretended like the old man had electric fence. We yeah, pretended like we peed on it. And we told Peter to pee on that. I said, it don't hurt. And he peed on it and he got right back from here to that wall. Screaming and a hollering. Peter Brown.
Your brother Vernon did that.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, my brother.
Your brother Vernon did that.
You only did it one time.
You won't do it the second time.
Aren't you glad you're younger?
Yeah.
Would you have liked to have gone to school with these guys? Yeah, but we had Pat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Howard. Yeah. I picked him up one year.
We still had that.
When I got up there,
he was always trying to make you touch that electrical thing.
With anyone, we were taking his pants off.
Try this. With your boots on.
Cindy, how's your mom doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Is she in?
She's been asking today for her absentee ballot. I'm real tired about that on the way here. She asked about it for about 3 times. I'm like, Mother, you know, they, you know, some of these people, like the sheriff, you know, yeah, isn't even on the ballot yet.
No. Yeah.
It's like, you just have to calm down.
But she's in at CJ's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's fine.
Well, she was at the Red Roof a week or two ago. Yeah. Who was she with?
Just a friend, Tom Judy. He was,
No, it was a girl. Red-headed gal.
Oh. There was some people.
Where was she?
I have to think about this.
Or where did you see
Red
her?
Roof.
At the Red Roof.
Because could have been,
Younger? Or?
No, yeah, younger
the ones. I think it was some church gals came over.
Oh.
So every once in a while, my sub, she'll drive by my house, and she'll always report, you know, on you know, what mom was up to, and she says, your mom's in the driveway waiting. I think, or she's making
but she's not
run.
With
maybe
you,
she's
though.
She's making yeah, a run for it.
Yeah. But she's not staying with you.
No, it's every once in a while. Well, yeah. There's doctor appointments, yeah, 2 years, and then we get her back for appointments and stuff like that. But she's, and then one day we had a bunch of cars there, and she was asking about that.
So, is that working out pretty good at CJ?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't he move into a new house or something?
Yeah.
And then
yeah, so it's a more of a ranch style house.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But she's still got 2 steps to get in there, and then 2 steps to get out. And you have to reach way down here to get, you know, down them steps in the garage. And it's like, boy, I don't know. I cringe about that, but they're there with their stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well. About ready?
Yeah.
Great block.
Three.